You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. A good card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, in good fettle, considering. 2 days at Royal Ascot, I'm walking around on my feet all day in the blazing sun.
Yeah.
Drinking and smoozing, you know.
Ah, it's hard life, isn't it?
Oh, no. Terrible. Mr. Quinn there yesterday.
Yes.
He was up to no good.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Fun and games.
I smell a dirty rat. From all away.
Fair enough. Well, we won't go into that in too much detail because we won't be able to publish a podcast
if
we do.
Yeah.
Leopardstown tonight, Andy. The pattern races continue. We've got the Group 3 Ballycora Stakes on the card. A pretty nice card alongside that as well.
Yeah, it's a good race. I thought Deloro was in it. She was entered up to run in the Ballycora, but Edward Lynham's decided to perhaps just reevaluate her career and which way they're going to go, whether they go Group 3 or whether they go listed, or he keeps her in her own sex, or he might still run her in a handicap. Who knows? But I was really looking forward to her running, but she's not. But that said, you know, we've got a really good lineup: Tested, Sovereign Debt, Capella San Severo, Convergence representing Gerlines. Both of those two have been running in guineas. Of course, it couldn't be the same Irish podcast, could it, without Shabra Emperor running? He's just a legend. Runs in the 7:25. Oh, he's the new Denny Crane. Podcasters must love him.
Yeah. I think he's got an all right chance tonight as well.
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on to that.
Yeah. We won't...
We won't give it away yet.
Yeah. No point previewing the race and then going back and doing all the others ahead of it.
No, exactly.
Makes sense.
The 5:50 is the first race. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 6 furlongs. Mint Chai is the market leader this morning and is even money from 6-5. 3-1 for Painted Cliffs. Sikandarabad is 5-1. 11-2 for Angelic Demon. Intrepid Prince is 16-1 and it's 20s for Dashing Chief. So Mint Chai at the top of the market, Andy. He's finished second in all three attempts so far. Is today the day he finally gets his head in front?
Well, he certainly have a better chance. He's got experience, obviously, in abundance. He's also ran well at the track on ground, which didn't suit him. It's horrible ground that day when he was running up behind Artenea. And he went to Leopardstown the other day and ran another creditable race behind Miss Elizabeth, who's obviously gone on to win. Subsequently, we've also seen Rathbride Raven from the Prendergast barn, who was 6th, win out of that race as well. So everything looks set fair. The blinkers are on for the first time, just to sharpen the horse up, perhaps to get his mind a little bit more concentrated on what he's supposed to be doing in the latter stages, because he can perhaps just take his eye off the ball. And because Leopardstown at the moment is very much a front runner's track, particularly when the ground's firm, you can't be too far behind here at Leopardstown. If you are, then you're in danger of giving away a massive advantage. Then you'd like to think, with the experience, he'd get to the front early and those blinkers on. He could be very, very difficult to catch, kicking in the home straight when there's obviously not really sure what they're supposed to be doing there, sort of like legs are going everywhere. So it's an unoriginal selection to start off with. I some people think I want stringing up for tipping horse who's got 3 2s by and is even money jolly, but yeah, if he doesn't win this tonight, then you know that's probably his best chance gone so far.
Okay, Mint Chai then should win the 5:50. The 6:25 is the second race on the card. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies maiden. It's over a mile, and Timbuktu all the rage in the betting this morning. 11-4 into 15-8 as we record this. 3-1 for Catalyst and Jolin. Private Paradise is 9-2. 7s for Alvina, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. So this daughter of Fastnet Rock is the one that they're all coming for this morning, Andy. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, I thought she was okay first time out at Nice last year. She bumped into a horse who was very pacey. Koto, of course, ran many good races subsequently. Maybe the ground might have been the reason for her slightly below par effort the month afterwards, and we haven't seen her since. She's obviously had one or two issues. She comes from a family, particularly Fastnet Rock anyway, that improved with age, and the fact that there's been good money for her today suggests that she's quite strongly fancied. So I wouldn't put anyone off if I've got a bit of a word for Timbuktu. The best one I can come up with really on the form side of things is Catalyst, who I tipped last time out at Nice. Now, although she got beat, the speed figure that race that she was contesting, won by Ortega, was actually the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card I got at Nice that day, actually quicker than the handicap won by Heaven's Guest later on the card. So I think it was a decent effort despite getting beat by this filly. And she also has got plenty of experience and has drawn stall one. I'd like to think that Colm O'Donoghue would make plenty of use of her from the inside stall. She stays a mile well enough, as she's proven on her debut behind Outstanding. So she's had a couple of nice runs, both in strongly run maidens. Hopefully she should confirm the form with Jolene, who was behind her on that occasion. And if Timbuktu isn't quite the force that Connections and the market suggest, then maybe Catalyst is the one to take advantage.
Catalyst for Andy then in the 6.25. The 6.55 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for the 3-year-olds. And we've got joint favourites this morning. Cape Wolf and Hunt are both 100-30 joint favourites. We're going opposite ways in the betting. Cape Wolf 11-4 out to 130. Hunt is 9-2 into 100-30. 4-1 for Lily's Rainbow. Indian Tomahawk is 5s. It's 6s from 8s for Emperor Bob. 8-1 for Missouri. And 12s are bigger for the other two. Interesting race, 6.55.
Yeah, very good. I'm looking forward to this one. Very competitive, wide open betting. And the two I whittle it down to, based on their profiles and the speed figures, are Hunt and Kate Wolf. Hunt posted his best number in defeat last time out, went third at Ferry House in a very hot race, won by Morsell. I think that form is really rock solid. We've seen a winner out of the race already. And he ran as though he certainly deserves a step back up in trip as well. Prior to that, he'd won nicely enough in the end at Dundalk, albeit Ortega was hunting him down late on. And of course, Ortega and indeed the third horse, Ninzangai, have both won out of that Dundalk contest. Up to a mile today, certainly suggests that it'll bring about improvement for Johnny Murta's charge. And he rates probably the number one choice. But Kate Wolf is a big, big danger. He's definitely going to be hunting him like a wolf in the latter stages. I presume Hunt will be either out in front or close to the speed, which is tactics well served to Leopardstown at the moment. But Kate Wolf will be one of those ones putting in a power pack finish, as he did at Dundalk last time out when he came from off the pace, carrying top weight to victory, to win in very, very crazy fashion in the end, in a good number. Ishibay Ogay, the second horse, and the Martin Stable has won subsequently. So again, I think that's a solid piece of form. It was a keenly contested race run at a strong pace. So the two horses that have primed up for this kind of contest are Hunt and Kate Wolf. They're going forward. They've got the best speed figures. And I expect them to fight out the finish, with Hunt perhaps just getting the nod.
Hunt the selection for Andy then. In the 6.55, the 7.25 is the Hot Sprockets handicap over a mile. And Shabra Emperor is 2-1 at the top of the betting. 5-2 for Six of Hearts. 4s for Dimar and 6s for Odyssey. 8s for Vocal Air and 10s for The Ring is King. We've already kind of touched on Shabra Emperor briefly at the start of the podcast. Decent fourth last time, Andy. We know his run style is going to be held up. He's going to sweep late. And in a field of this size, he should be up to doing that, shouldn't he?
Well, he should do, really, yeah. A lot depends on how this race pans out tactically, though. The one thing that Shabra does like is a strongly run race. When he gets those conditions, as he's proven on the all-weather at Dundalk, and indeed two starts ago at Ferry House, when they went a real whirlwind gallop and he run them down late on, he comes extremely strongly when the fractions are hot. When they dawdle, they don't go particularly quick and they quicken. That's when he could be in trouble. And to be fair, a lot of the races at Leopardstown in recent times, particularly the smaller fields, they've developed like that, and there's no front runner in this race I could call upon. So tactics are going to be vital. The other negative as well I'd probably put up with Shabra is that Fran Berry, his regular pilot, of course, rides this horse expertly, and he knows exactly when to press the right buttons. He's not riding, of course, tonight. I think he's over in Ascot, and Shane Foley steps in to ride Anthony McCann's six-year-old. Because of my loyalty to him, and I haven't got anything other solid to put up against him, and that would be the only reasons I'm putting him up, I'd have to go with Shabra Emperor. But it wouldn't surprise me if something just jumped away from him in the home straight. The one that I think could see running quite a nice race, maybe, is Odyssey. It used to be with Michael Dodds. hasn't really hit the ground running for Garvin Donnelly, but she's been running over distances. I think had just been stretching the stamina, particularly at Roscommon last time out, off the back of a good gallop when she faded into ninth. And, of course, she was in that curvy race at Navan the time before. She was up against a Group 2 horse, in effect, on that particular occasion. She could be a sneaky one, Odyssey. But let's hope Shabarempa does get at least something decent to run at, because if he's anywhere near him, as we know, with 2 furlongs to run, there's only going to be one winner.
Yeah, just with Odyssey as well. She wears the blinkers for the first time, which could maybe squeeze out a little bit more on her as well.
Well, something's going to make the running here. Yeah. Like I say, none of these are front runners. They're all hold-up runners. Nothing's made the running in before as a regular front runner. So it might well be, with the blinkers on, Odyssey's tactics might be just to bounce out and make it, and she could be very dangerous. So, yeah, you could split your stakes on the two.
Yeah, tricky contest, that 7
it
for 25.
Is, so, yeah.
The big race of the evening is the 8 o'clock. We have the Ballycorra Stakes here. This is a Group 3 over 7 furlongs, and Tested is the 2-1 favourite. A bit of a nibble as well from 9 to 4 this morning. 3-1 for Capella San Severo. 5-1 for Eastern Rules. Sovereign Debt, another at 5s. 10s for Convergence. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the other two. Who would you side with in the big race of the evening?
Yeah, this one's another tricky one. Only 7 runners, which obviously spoils it a little bit from an each-way perspective. Tested, sets a good standard from last year. She was going forward on each run. Dermot Well typically just brought her along gradually, started off in listed company, then moved her up to Group 3, starts off in a Group 3 this season. One of the best places of his horses in the game. And she goes really well fresh, as we saw when she won first time up last year at Gowran. She also won first time up the year before at the Curragh. So fitness, very much like Free Eagle, is not so much of a question for this filly. And she's the one on probably overall profile and class-wise that perhaps the others have got to beat. But I don't think it probably is as easy as the mark suggests here, because Gerline sets a bit of a poser here for punters. He's got two big players in this race, Capello San Severo, probably his best horse out of the two colts, ahead of Convergence, who judged on jockey bookings anyway, is probably the second string, because Colin Keane's been riding Convergence, and now he goes on to perhaps his stable better thought of horse Capello San Severo. And indeed he rode him, of course, in the German 2000 guineas last time out at Cologne, only to suffer an absolute nightmare run up the inside rail when he was going well. I think he would have been involved in the finish that day. Obviously Carpino was a very impressive winner in the end and justified favouritism, but maybe Capello San Severo, certainly my eyes, would have finished second at the very least. In the end, ended up finishing a very unlucky eighth. He also ran with great credit, of course, in the best mile race so far run this season, the English 2000 guineas beyond Glen Eagles. Numerous horses, of course, including the winner, have gone on to frank the form, and he wasn't beaten too far either. Fast ground will suit. Don't think 7 furlongs will be a problem to him, certainly based on what he's done this year. And this is certainly his best opportunity to show what he can do following a good career as a two-year-old. So Capello San Severo, the value pick, let's say, in the 8 o'clock.
Bit of value in the 8 o'clock then, and the 8.30 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for three-year-olds and older, rated 47-70. Sales Grabby heads the market at 100-30, back from fours this morning as well. 7-2 for Anna Haven. Alcock and Brown is 9-2. Brogue Des Nuer is 13-2. 7-1 for Duke of Medina, but that one is a reserve. Romantic Eights with Lucy Rye. And it's 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who decide within in there then, Andy?
Yeah, no great surprise that there's money for this Bulger horse here, Selkirk Abbey, who really caught the eye here last week. The race went in the way of Una Voce, and it was a competitive race. But in behind, the two horses that finished their race off really strongly were Alcock and Brown and Selkirk Abbey, most notably the Bulger three-year-old, who wasn't given a hard ride by Kevin Manning. Once his winning chance was probably gone, but he kept on really nicely at the finish to be never nearer. I certainly expect him and Alcock and Brown to be huge players here today. That was a decent handicap. It was run at a strong pace with lots of informed horses in there. Anna Haven's the other one you've got to mention as well. She also ran on the same card, and her speed figure actually was comparative to that mile and a quarter race won by Una Voce. So there's not a great deal between the three. But I like the way that Selkirk Abbey shaped in that race. I don't think he's really had the gun put to his head so far based on what I've seen of him. But the fact there's money for him tonight, and he's coming back to the scene of that eye-catching run here last week, he'd have to be the selection.
onto the 9 o'clock, then the final race on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and 7 furlongs. An Awesome Star is 1-2 at the top of the betting, 5-1 for Rupert Lamb. Henry's Girl, another at 5s, 9s for Teamwork, and 20s or bigger for the others. The market suggests it's all about Awesome Star, Andy. Form looks best in the race as well. Can you see past the favourite here?
I can't really know. This offers an ideal opportunity for John Ox's Charge to finally get his head in front. He certainly deserves to as well. I've had my eye on him for quite a while to win a nice pot, actually. I think he's been close to winning a handicap last time out at the Curragh in a really competitive race, run at a sound pace. And he came out the best of the four-year-olds in that particular race. So that was a really good effort by this colt by Sea of the Stars. He'd also ran really well in a race which I highlighted earlier in the season at Limerick behind Never Rush a Con. Certainly think the better grounds will suit him. And he's a fairly uncomplicated type as well. He doesn't take a hold. He's not very, obviously he's not very fast, but he just keeps galloping. He keeps trying. He obviously stays really well. He stayed 2 miles at the Curragh. If you can do that, then you've obviously got plenty of stamina. And the fact that he doesn't look particularly strong race behind him suggests that he should justify his odds of around about 1-2 this morning. Quite a few of these are been jumping, including Rupert Lamb, who's the second favourite. And, you know, that tells you the sort of weakness of the race. If a 9-year-old, Willie Mullins, who's been plying his trade in winter handicaps, is second in. So, yeah, it's not original. But for those that like to play short prices, I think you're on a fairly safe, comfortable path there with Awesome Star in the last.
Awesome Star in the last then, Frandy. Let's just have a quick summary, as always, if you'll spin us through your selections for Leopardstown one more time.
Yeah, of course, all eyes will be on Royal Ascot this afternoon, but we've always got the backdrop of Leopardstown to fall back on if we've had a bad day over in the Berkshire venue. And we've got Mint Chai, hopefully, to kick us off with a good start in the first. We then go on to Catalyst in the 6.25, despite the money for Timbuktu and the fact that she could improve from quite a disappointing 2-year-old campaign. In the 6.55, I've got this between the top one, Kate Wolfe and Hunt, who have both run really well in good, solid run races on the last two starts, but I like the fact that Johnny Murta's horse is now going up in trip. I'd have to stick with Shabaremper in the 7.25, but could be a little bit of a tricky contest there with no natural front runner in the race. Maybe Odyssey could be the danger. Capella Sansevieria is my choice in the Ballycora Stakes. In the 8.30, I like the way that Selskar Abbey shaped here last week and should hopefully improve in the right direction. And in the 9 o'clock, Awesome Star. It'd be a bit of a disappointment if he doesn't manage to win that race.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Leopardstown this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.